Today's Digest for June 4, 2026. 10 stories today, covering AI safety and security, developer tooling, the compute and energy build-out, and how AI is reshaping schools, courts, and policy. From how Anthropic boxes in its own agents, to a post-quantum web, to Europe's bet on open source. Here's the rundown. First up, Anthropic published a detailed look at how it contains Claude across its products, and the engineering is more interesting than the marketing. It runs three different containment designs. The consumer app executes code in a throwaway, isolated container with no persistent workspace. Claude code runs locally inside an operating system sandbox, seatbelt on Mac, and bubble wrap on Linux, which cut permission prompts by about 84%, while still catching roughly 83% of risky actions before they run. Its agent product for non-technical users goes further, using a full virtual machine where credentials stay in the host keychain, and the agent only ever gets scoped down session tokens. The hard-won lesson is that custom-built guardrails were weaker than battle-tested primitives like hypervisors and system call filters. Real incidents included code running before the trust dialog appeared, and data slipping out through approved web domains that bypassed egress controls. The blunt takeaway is that the blast radius only grows as these agents get more capable. Staying on agent security, Microsoft rolled out a wave of tools for protecting code, AI agents, and the models themselves. One internal system now deploys more than 100 specialized AI agents to hunt for exploitable code flaws at enterprise scale. Its Defender product now ties into GitHub code security to add real-world context, like whether a piece of code is internet exposed or touches sensitive data, so teams can prioritize the fixes that actually matter. For the agents themselves, there is a new Agent 365 kit with built-in observability and access controls, plus an agent registry, so a company can finally discover and manage every agent running inside it. And its data governance layer, Purview, adds runtime data loss prevention for coding agents, including Copilot and Claude Code, blocking sensitive information before an agent ever processes it. The through line across the whole industry is clear. Agents are now first-class identities, and they need their own security perimeter. On the policy front, a striking thing happened this week. Rival AI labs lined up together to ask for rules on their own technology. OpenAI's Sam Altman, Anthropic's Dario Amodei, and Google DeepMind's Demis Hassabis, alongside dozens of scientists and policy experts, signed an open letter urging Congress to act on AI-assisted biological weapons. The core ask is not to limit their models, it is to require companies that synthesize DNA and RNA to screen every order against databases of dangerous sequences of concern. Verify that the customer is legitimate, and keep traceable records, on the theory that awareness of traceability itself deters misuse. The reasoning is sobering. As AI gets better at explaining biology and troubleshooting lab work, the knowledge barriers that have long kept bad actors away from bioweapons could meaningfully erode. The fact that fierce competitors agree the threat is serious enough to want government intervention is itself the signal. Next, a supply chain problem hiding in plain sight. A new audit from a research project called OAuth, run by the identity firm Offroad, examined nearly 2,900 public OAuth app listings across the Google Workspace and GitHub marketplaces, representing a combined install footprint in the billions. Almost a third of them, more than 900 apps, spanning roughly 1.85 billion installs, showed structural exposure signals, the most alarming part. 206 apps had dead publisher domains, and 89 ran on domains you can simply buy at a registrar right now. Because OAuth grants persist indefinitely after approval, anyone who buys a lapsed domain could impersonate the original publisher, trigger an account recovery flow, and inherit every permission the app already holds. One backup product authorized by more than 180,000 organizations still has read, edit, and delete access to all their files, mail, and calendars, even with threat intelligence flags against it. Marketplace review, it turns out, is mostly an approval time check, not continuous monitoring. Now to the plumbing of the web. Let's Encrypt, the nonprofit behind a huge share of the internet's free certificates, laid out its path to post-quantum security, and it is choosing an approach called Merkle Tree Certificates. The problem it is solving is real. Dropping today's post-quantum signature schemes straight into the encryption handshake would balloon it past 10 kilobytes and start breaking connections. Merkle Tree Certificates sidestep that by batch signing whole groups of certificates under a single signature, keeping the overhead actually smaller than what we use today, and they bake certificate transparency directly into issuance instead of bolting it on afterward. A staging environment is targeted for late this year with production 2027, all delivered through the same free, automated protocol that already issues certificates. Existing certificates do not change in the meantime. It is a quietly important move to make the encrypted web resistant to quantum computers without breaking the web we already have. Turning to the AI tools business, the Stockholm-based coding startup Lovable signed a multi-year deal with Google Cloud that by one account expands its footprint roughly fivefold and gives it deeper access to both Anthropic's Claude and Google's Gemini models. The growth numbers are eye-catching. Lovable crossed $400 million in annualized revenue by February with just 146 employees and says more than half of the Fortune 500 already use its product. Its agents will now be sold through Google Cloud's enterprise marketplace, which smooths corporate procurement. There's a neat bit of plumbing underneath, too. The deal helps Anthropic hit usage targets tied to Google's $40 billion investment in it. For the AI coding space, the signal is consolidation. The market is increasingly organizing itself around a handful of giant cloud providers and the model makers they have bankrolled. On the energy side of the AI boom, one fix is getting real money: the virtual power plant. The idea is to network together distributed resources, things like electric vehicles, batteries, and smart thermostats, that an operator can dial down or draw from when demand peaks. The logic is that grids are built for the single worst hour, not the average one. A Duke University study found that if data centers ease their power draw for only about 40 hours a year, roughly 100 gigawatts of new capacity could come online with no new construction at all. Google just put money behind the concept, financing a virtual power plant on the eastern U.S. grid that will aggregate up to 100 megawatts and go live in 2027. The catch is human participation. One California study saw only about 5% of electric vehicle owners enroll in managed charging, even at $40 a month, and around 70% of Americans say they do not want a data center built near them. In the classroom, the picture is rougher. Instructors in UC Berkeley's computer science department are reporting a sharp jump in failing grades, and they tie it to heavy AI use. This past spring, the big introductory course saw about 35% of students fail, and the flagship programming course hit nearly 11%, both well above the department's 7% guideline. Teaching professor Dan Garcia points first at academic dishonesty, with nearly 30 students in one course caught cheating on take-home exams, but also at weaker fundamentals, students arriving in upper division classes shaky on linear algebra and calculus. His read is that learners who lean too hard on AI to do the work for them show up unprepared the moment they actually have to think on their own. His conclusion is that teaching itself has to shift toward critical thinking rather than the rote problem solving a chatbot can now do in seconds. AI is also flooding the courts. People representing themselves without a lawyer are increasingly using chatbots to draft their legal filings, and the data shows it. Federal civil cases filed by unrepresented people rose from 11% in 2022 to nearly 17% in 2025, and detectable AI writing in court documents jumped from about 1% in 2023 to 18% this year. Judges say the filings are often clearer than the handwritten ones they used to get, but they are littered with hallucinated case citations and fabricated quotes that have to be caught by hand. One judge said she can move through AI-assisted motions faster, yet has to read everyone carefully because some are simply made up. Here's the paradox. Better-looking paperwork does not actually help. People without lawyers still lose far more often, and lawmakers are now drafting bills to stop chatbots from posing as licensed attorneys. And finally, Europe is reframing open-source software as critical infrastructure for its own independence. The European Commission unveiled a plan to spend roughly 2 billion euros over 7 years funding and maintaining key projects, to adopt an open-source first principle for government procurement, and to release publicly funded software openly by default. The shift in priorities is stark. Open source was mentioned just twice in the 2024 Draghi Competitiveness Report, and it appears nearly 300 times in this new strategy. But the analysis from technologist Dries Beidert is sober. 7 years of this budget equals only about 3 days of what Europe spends every year on American software, some 264 billion euros annually. His push is to move open source from a state of preference into a hard requirement for the systems that matter most. Independence, he argues, has to be funded like it is actually a priority. That's the digest for June 4th. 10 stories spanning agent security, the post-quantum web, the energy and the money behind the AI boom, and its messy arrival in our schools and our courts. Thanks for spending part of your day here. I'll see you in the next one.